Thanksgiving Day is often when many people slow down to count their blessings and express gratitude. However, it is important that we develop the habit of practicing thankfulness on a daily basis. As women and as keepers of the home, we can cultivate a daily attitude of gratitude within our families and within our households. Stay tuned. Hey, mom friend. Welcome to Taller Mom Diaries podcast. I want to help you build a beautiful, godly marriage, raise your children in the Lord, and create an organized, Christ-centered home. It's time to go from settling for the world's expectations of marriage and family to enjoying home life, marriage, family, and parenting God's way. I know that deep desire in your heart to thrive as a godly wife and a Christian mom while living out the purpose that God has for you. You just need to know how to do it, and I'm here to help. Hey girl, I'm Larissa J. I'm a wife, toddler mom, and Christian personal development coach. It wasn't long ago when I was an overwhelmed mom and a stressed out elementary teacher, but I decided to go all in and trust God with my life. I quit my job in order to do what I was feeling called to do, focus on family. I felt the calling to create this podcast for you, mom friend, because I want you to know that you're not alone, and that doing this thing God's way is better than anything you could have ever imagined. Well, hey, mama, welcome back to another episode of the Toddler Mom Diaries podcast. Today, we are focusing on gratitude, thankfulness, appreciation, all those positive and lovely things, specifically cultivating that type of atmosphere within our homes, within our family units, within our hearts, ourselves personally. So we're going to dive right into this. We want to make sure that we are creating a home full of thankfulness. Doesn't that sound wonderful? A home full of thankfulness. So the first thing that we want to do when we are making it our mission to have a home full of thankfulness, to cultivate an attitude of gratitude within our households, within our families, is we want to make sure that we first look at ourselves, right? We want to practice gratitude in our personal lives. So this is step one, right? Before we start making adjustments and teaching and training and doing all the things, we want to make sure that we're doing it ourselves, because humans are naturally inclined to focus on what's wrong, you know, all the things that are hot mess, inclined to focus on the negativity and doing lots of complaining, right? We have to actually retrain ourselves to practice gratitude and to have consistent, regular attitudes of gratitude. You know, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." It said, in all circumstances. Did you get that? That's like the ups and the downs, the good and the bad. We are to give thanks. And, you know, during those low moments, those valleys, you know, during those down times that everyone experiences, it's really important that we are intentional, because that's when it's the easiest to fall into that trap of complaining and focusing on all the things that are going wrong. And so this is why we want to retrain ourselves to constantly practice gratitude in our personal lives. One thing that I recommend is starting your day every morning with writing down 5 things that you're grateful for. This is something that I've been doing, and it's just a really great way to start the day, start my quiet time before doing anything else. I'm just thanking God for his goodness. And I sit there and I take, you know, just a moment to just write out 5 things, you know, and they can be very simple, very small, or they could be really big. It just depends on what's happening and what's going on. But I would highly encourage you to do this, because it really allows you to, again, get that right attitude before God, especially when you're getting ready to go before him in prayer. It's really, really good. Highly recommend. You know, you can also end your day with thanksgiving. End your day before you go to sleep, thanking God for all the good things that he has done for you, specifically on that day or whatever's happened in your life. So definitely take time out to thank God. And you can do this throughout the day as well. Let's not neglect that. You know, if, you know, something happens throughout the day, take a moment to just thank the Lord, because that's what he wants from us. You know, all throughout the Bible, we are instructed to rejoice and to give thanks. So it's obvious that having a daily heart of thankfulness is important to God. Ephesians 5:20 says that we should always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, not only is it important that we thank God for his goodness on a daily basis, we also should make it a habit to express our gratitude to the people around us. So it can be as simple as saying thank you when someone does something for us, but we can also go deeper and really take time out to express our love and our appreciation for the people in our lives and the things that they do for us. And even if they don't do anything for you, just be appreciative of their presence in your life, you know? Okay, so after we've taken care of ourselves, we want to now make sure that this gratitude that we have is an outpouring, right? That we are allowing those in our home to witness and experience that gratitude. And one way we can do that is to express appreciation for our husband. If you are married, you want to make sure that you're expressing appreciation for your husband. You know, one thing that I've seen circulating online has been women proudly declaring that they are not going to thank their husband for doing everyday things. I don't know if you've seen this, if you heard it, but I've seen a video with a woman saying, basically, I'm not going to thank him for, you know, changing the baby's diaper. I'm not going to thank him for, you know, cleaning the kitchen or whatever it is, because her logic was he's a grown man and he should be able to do this, you know, whether we were married or not. Okay, yeah, he's a grown man and he should be capable of doing those things. That's not the point. That attitude that she has is completely wrong. It's the wrong attitude for women to have. In the Bible, God gives us instructions as wives to respect, to submit, to reverence, and to obey our husbands, whether you like it or not. It doesn't matter. That's what God wants. That's what God instructs. That's what the Bible says. If we look at Ephesians 5:22, it says, wives, submit to your own husbands as unto the Lord. So whether he's a grown man, he should be able to do it, or he doesn't deserve it, whatever is beside the point. We are obligated to make sure that we are being obedient to the word of God, because we are going to be held accountable when we stand before the Lord. And it would be a horrible thing for a person with that mindset, like that lady has, to at the end of it all have to stand before God and explain to God why she didn't properly appreciate and thank and serve and respect and honor and reverence her husband. She's going to stand before God and say, oh, well, he's a grown man. Like, no, that's not going to cut it, right? So we want to make sure that we have the right heart posture toward God and towards our husbands. When we do, we will understand that it is wise to express gratitude and appreciation for him, even in the small things. So what? Changing the diaper is something that we have to do, right? It doesn't matter. You can still be appreciative if he does it, because there are some men out there who don't do it. So, you know, think about it from that perspective. He's doing it. He doesn't have to do it. You know, yeah, he should do it, but that's beside the point. Think about all of the things that you can be grateful for and express that gratitude. If he made you a cup of coffee, express that gratitude. If he took the trash out, express that gratitude. If he played with the kids so that you can take a break, express the gratitude. Or if he's going to work, express gratitude for him going to work. Yes, that's, you know, a man's job is to provide for the family. Don't take that for granted. Thank him and express your appreciation for him taking the time out to go to work. Why? Because there are men who lay on the couch and they don't do that for their families. So in all of these things, whether big or small, show appreciation and gratitude for your man. Okay, this is important because there's just a lot going on out in the world and it's like it's wrong information. These fallacies are ruining marriages. So show gratitude, express your appreciation, not only in private. Yes, tell him and tell him regularly how much you appreciate him. yes, write a sweet little note, you know, from time to time, buy a card, do something kind just because, but also do it publicly. Express your gratitude and your appreciation and your love for him publicly as well. And also, be sure that you allow your children to hear and see you expressing your appreciation and gratitude towards your man, because that's how they're going to learn. If they never see mom expressing gratitude and appreciation and respect and reverence to dad, you're teaching them the wrong message and an anti-biblical message. So keep that in mind. The next thing that we want to do is, so if you're like taking notes, this would be number three, model an attitude of gratitude for our children. So this kind of ties into what I just said. We have to model it. As mothers raising children, we must be intentional about modeling an attitude of gratitude for them. Okay. We can do this by allowing our children to hear us, thank somebody who opened the door for us at the doctor's office or wherever you are. Let them witness your expression of gratitude towards the girl who bagged your groceries when you were out at the store. Let them hear you thank a family member for something kind that they did. Let them see you praise God and thank God for his goodness. Right? Model for them what that looks like, what that sounds like. You know, even when you are, you know, you've been, you know, just kind of mumbling under your breath, asking the Lord to help you to get a spot in front of the grocery store. Does anyone else do that? Because I do. and he answers. But to get a spot in front of the grocery store, let them hear you say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this spot, right? Because that's how they learn. Psalm 95:2 tells us to let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. It is important to be thankful, even in the small things. Okay, we also, as mothers, it is our job to teach thankfulness to our children. Okay, so we model it, but we also teach it explicitly. You can teach this attitude of gratitude. So we want to teach them to say thank you when someone does something for them. And this is a soapbox for me because I spent 11 years in the classroom, and I cannot tell you how many children I have encountered, even 4 and 5 years old, who do not say thank you. And it just, please teach your kids to say thank you. This is like the very basic step. Teach them to say thank you when somebody does something for them. They are not entitled. They need to say thank you. And it is our job to teach them that, to explain to them the goodness of God and to train them to acknowledge God and be thankful as well. These are our roles and responsibilities. This is what we need to prioritize. We also need to hold our children accountable. Don't allow them to complain if they don't like something. No, it goes back to teaching them what the Word of God says. Does God want us to complain? No, he doesn't. He says he wants us to be thankful and to express gratitude and to sing songs of praise. But guess what, mama? If you're going to teach your child that, you have to make sure that you're doing it as well. But we can't just let things sweep, you know, we can't just let things slide, and we can't just sweep things under the rug. You know, if we don't teach our children to be grateful and appreciative, how are they going to learn? Who's going to teach them? And that's the problem now in society today, is that many mothers are not doing this. And so the children are growing up not doing it. Can't be, you know, can't blame them, because nobody taught them, right? And so now they're going out into the world, and they're in the school systems, and they're rude, and they're unthankful, and they're entitled. Why? Because mama wasn't doing her part. Okay, so we want to make sure that we're explicitly teaching these things. Proverbs 22:6 tells us to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. We must train our children. We cannot just plop them in front of the TVs and on the devices and just send them off to daycare, preschool, elementary school, high school, whatever, and say it's all good and our job is done. No, we have to train them according to the Word of God. So do what you need to do to make sure somewhere in there, there's some training happening. This is training in the Word of God, training biblical principles, but also training this basic life skill, social skill stuff as well. If you notice your child is not doing these things, it is not too late to go back and retrain them and say, hey, this is the proper way to do this, you need to be thankful. You need to say thank you. We're not complaining anymore in this house, right? That's how you can fix that. Make it an expectation in your home. But it is our responsibility, mama, as mothers, to teach and train our children. Now let's talk about having a home full of gratefulness. So this is cultivated when everyone in the household has an attitude of gratitude. And it's a beautiful thing. This is something that I really appreciate about my household. I'm really intentional about expressing gratitude in all the ways, towards obviously God, towards my husband, towards my daughter, right? My husband is the same way. And we have been raising our daughter to be the same way. And she does say thank you at 2 years old. She does express gratitude at, you know, her level of capacity right now. She does say thank you. And if she forgets, I'm on it to make sure, oh, what do you say? Okay, you need to make sure you say thank you, right? And so we do this. It's not just a one-time thing. We do it as much as necessary. So you're going to have patience when you're dealing with your children, but it's so worth it. So when you express gratitude, appreciation, respect, and reverence for your husband, he will respond in kind, okay? Even if your husband needs a little bit of work in this season, because no one's perfect, we get it. But even if he needs a little bit of work, we need to understand that God's word is true and we still need to be obedient to God's word. Now, if you want more information and encouragement regarding, like, if your husband needs a little bit of work, I have a blog post called God Fix My Husband. This is episode 7 if you want to listen to the podcast. But in that episode, we talk all about how to pray and all those things. However, it says when we're looking at the Bible, even if your man isn't doing right, you can win him over by your conduct, not by your words, not by nagging, not by treating him like a child, but by your conduct. So now you're held responsible and you're held accountable. You must commit to doing the right thing and be obedient to God's word, regardless of what anyone else is doing. So we see this in 1 Peter 3, verse 1, where it says, "Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they, without a word, without saying anything, may be won by the conduct of their wives." So if you want to see changes, it goes back to your conduct, your respect, your reverence, your submission, right? The things that we talked about earlier. Like I said, there's more resources on this. You can find them on my previous podcast episodes, as well as my blog at ToddlerMomDiaries.com if you want to know more about this, okay? So if you start training your children when they're young, they'll have mastered these skills once they're older. However, depending on where you and your family are in this journey, it may take a little longer, because some negative habits and attitudes may need to be unlearned first, depending on the age of your child. Pray and ask the Lord to help you and your family to be more grateful on a daily basis. And I want to talk very briefly about some benefits of having an attitude of gratitude. You can do this research, but there are benefits even physically and mentally that come with it. You can improve your sleep, boost your mood, improve your immune system, reduce risk of diseases. You can lessen anxiety and stress and depression, improve your mental health, improve your physical health. There's a lot of benefits that come from having an attitude of gratitude. I don't think people really understand how our mental thought life, our mind, really impact our bodies. So the mental health really does impact the physical health. So we want to make sure that we get rid of the negativity, we get rid of the complaining, and we really are intentional about being positive and grateful and thankful, because all of that is what the scripture tells us to do. If you look at Philippians 4:8, it tells us the things we should be thinking about. It does not say complain, think about everything that's going wrong. It says whatsoever things are lovely, right? It gives a whole list of the types of things we should be thinking about. All throughout scripture, it talks about thanksgiving and praising God and being thankful and rejoicing, right? So we know that there is that blueprint right there in the word of God. And it's just a matter of going back, reading it, and then actually applying it, okay? So I want to encourage you with Philippians 4:6-7. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, make your requests be made known unto God." You see there it says, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. We need to come with thanksgiving. When we get, we continue on, it says the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So hopefully you found this encouraging. And if you want more content surrounding the family and having a more close-knit family, you can check out my previous article called How to Spend Time with Family. I also have a podcast that goes with that blog article, and that podcast is, I believe it is number 10. So you can check that out if you want more information about the family. But I hope you've been encouraged by this episode, and I will talk to you soon. If you love what you heard and you would like to work one-on-one with me, head over to ToddlerMomDiaries.com and click Work With Me. I pray that this episode blessed your life. If you enjoyed it and got something from it, would you do me a favor and please leave a review of my show on Apple Podcasts? It would make my heart happy to know that it was a blessing to you. Also, will you pause for a moment and share this episode with someone else who has been praying to have a more Christ-centered marriage, family, and home? It's time that we reclaim God's design for marriage and family, starting with one mama at a time. And if you're looking for community, come join our Toddler Mom Diaries community today at ToddlerMomDiaries.com/community. Until next time, mama, love and blessings, Larissa J.